KJAN Sports.
Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. First in local high school sports and high school boys baseball play last night, Atlantic opened up their season with a victory, an easy one. 17-1 Atlantic defeating Logan Magnolia last night in boys baseball. Also in baseball action around the area, Cam, a six-inning winner, 12-2 over Adair Casey. AHSTW went nine innings to defeat Griswold by a final of 6-4. Tri-Center beat Trainer 13-7. It was Missouri Valley edging Underwood 2-1. Denison over Carroll 3-2. Coon Rapids Bayard, 11-0 winners over Woodbine. Guthrie Center beat Madrid 5-3. Creston 1-0 over Indianola. And Lennox defeats Interstate 35 by a score of 3-2. In girls softball play last night, scores reported around the area include IKM Manning defeating Audubon in six innings, 13-1. Griswold over AHSTW, 7-4. Trainer beat Tri-Center, 7-2. It was Missouri Valley shutting out Underwood, 7-0. Shenandoah beats Essex, 10-3. Abraham Lincoln over Denison, 7-2. Logan Magnolia blanking Sydney, 8-0. Nottoway Valley outscored Stanton, 10-7. Woodbine over Coon Rapids Bayard, 10-4. Interstate 35, 11-2 winners over Lennox. ADM defeated Carroll 10-0. Those are girls' softball results reported from around the area last night. In Major League Baseball, Jason Hayward atoned for a critical error with a game-tying homer leading off the ninth inning, and the St. Louis Cardinals scored the winning run on catcher Jordan Pacheco's throwing error to complete a three-game sweep with a 4-3 victory Wednesday night. Mark Trumbo homered for Arizona, which has lost 9 of its last 10 against the Cardinals. The Diamondbacks have retooled with former Cardinals Tony La Russa as chief baseball officer, pitching consultant Dave Duncan, and first base coach Dave McKay. Pacheco replaced Tuffy Goswich, who jammed his left knee on a ground out in the sixth inning. Third baseman Yasmani Tomas threw home for a force out on Johnny Peralta's grounder against Brad Ziegler, and Pacheco tried for a double play but threw well above first baseman Paul Goldschmidt's head. Seth Maness got the last two outs of the ninth inning to get St. Louis the victory. Elsewhere in the National League yesterday, it was Colorado beating Cincinnati 6-4, Pittsburgh down Miami 5-2, the New York Mets over Philadelphia 7-0, Washington a winner over Chicago 3-0, San Francisco beat Milwaukee 3-1, Atlanta 3-2 over the Los Angeles Dodgers. Alex Rodriguez hit a three-run homer to break Lou Gehrig's American League record for RBIs, and the New York Yankees beat the Kansas City Royals 4-2 yesterday to finish up a three-game sweep. Michael Pineda rebounded from consecutive losses, and Brian McCann hit a solo shot for the Yankees, who outscored the American League champions 23-4 in their first home sweep of at least three games against Kansas City since August of 2007. Coming into the series, New York had lost six in a row and 10 of their last 11. Chris Young gave up both Yankees home runs, and the slumping Royals have dropped four straight for the first time since August 28th through the 31st. They've managed only five runs during their current slide. Elsewhere in the American League yesterday, it was Cleveland over Texas 12-3. The Chicago White Sox in 10 innings, a 5-3 winner over Toronto. Minnesota downing Boston 6-4. Seattle beat Tampa Bay 3-0. Detroit over Oakland 3-2. And Baltimore edging Houston 5-4. One interleague game saw San Diego beat the LA Angels by a 5-4 final. Hey, what's four decades between NBA Finals appearances, right? The Golden State Warriors are in the finals for the first time since 1975 after closing out the Western Conference Finals in five games. The league MVP badly outplayed the runner-up as Stephen Curry led the Warriors to a 104-90 triumph over the Houston Rockets. Curry never found his shooting touch, yet he still finished with 26 points, 8 rebounds, and 6 assists. He shot 33% in each half, but he helped the Warriors close out the victory and the series by hitting 5 free throws in the final minute. Curry was one of 3 Warriors with at least 20 points. Harrison Barnes scored 13 of his 24 points in the final period, and Klay Thompson delivered 20 points to help Golden State earn a meeting with the Cleveland Cavaliers. MVP runner-up James Harden had a miserable season finale, scoring just 14 points on 2 of 11 shooting and amassing a playoff record 13 turnovers. Dwight Howard led Houston with 18 points and 16 rebounds. Game 1 of the NBA Finals won't be played, though, until June 4th in Oakland, although Warriors fans probably won't mind the 8-day wait after the team went 40 years between finals appearances anyway. Well, there will be a Game 7 in each of the National Hockey League's conference finals. The Chicago Blackhawks are heading back to Anaheim after scoring three times in the second period in a 5-2 victory over the Ducks in Game 6 of the Western Conference Finals. The game was scoreless until Duncan Keith assisted on goals by Brandon Saad, Marian Hossa, and Patrick Kane during a 3-minute, 45-second span of the middle stanza. Andrew Shaw added a pair of third-period goals in the final 3:32 to cap the scoring, sealing the Ducks' first regulation loss of the postseason. Corey Crawford turned back 30 shots and blanked the Ducks after Clayton Stoner pulled Anaheim within a goal 2 minutes into the third period. Frederick Anderson made 18 saves for the Ducks, who will host the deciding game on Saturday night. The New York Rangers will host the Tampa Bay Lightning in Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals. That game is set for Friday evening. And soccer's governing body received plenty of red cards on Wednesday. Law enforcement officials pulled FIFA executives from a luxury Swiss hotel to face racketeering charges, while regional offices in Miami were raided. Swiss officials also invaded FIFA headquarters, seizing records and computers to investigate whether the decisions to award World Cups to Russia and Qatar were rigged. The raids and charges are part of an attack spearheaded by the U.S. government, which accuses FIFA of deep-seated and brazen corruption in soccer's global governing body. Scandals and rumors of corruption have dogged FIFA throughout the 17-year reign of its president, Sepp Blatter, although he was not named in either investigation. He is scheduled to stand Friday for re-election to a fifth four-year term, and the organization said the vote would go ahead as planned despite the latest turmoil. In Miami, FBI and IRS agents carried computers and boxes out of the headquarters of the governing body of North and Central America and the Caribbean, whose past and current presidents are among 14 defendants under indictment for corruption. Swiss police arrested seven soccer officials at the request of American prosecutors and threatened them with extradition to the United States. Four other soccer and marketing officials agreed to plead guilty. Meanwhile, Blatter has canceled another speaking engagement as he avoids appearing in public for a second day. FIFA says Blatter will not give a scheduled speech to open today's session of a soccer medical conference in a Zurich hotel. Blatter skipped two meetings of continental soccer organizations on Wednesday. He typically would be attending those ahead of Friday's meeting. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.